how exactly will the proposed scheme work? What will the money go to?
So $1.6 billion allocated over 10 years. Now, $1.35 billion of that will go to the Australian Signals Directorate, ASD, and there's a group within the ASD called the Australian Cybersecurity Centre, and they'll receive most of that money, and it's going to be allocated towards fighting cybercrime, building information sharing platforms, blocking malicious websites at your internet service provider, creating more cyber spies and building new research laboratories as well.
And you say that preventing, you know, cybersecurity, preventing cybersecurity attacks, I mean, what does that hold? Is that on a national level or is it, you know, go personally as well?
So it's going to be really interesting because it seems to be that they're going to implement it at a national level, and that's where the priority has been given. And so some of the questions that people are starting to ask is, well, how does that affect my privacy or civil liberty when now things that I'm doing on the internet will be monitored and there's going to be a group of spies potentially blocking certain websites and things like that as well. And at the end of the day, with the $1.35 billion that's already been allocated to ASD, it really only leaves $32 million per year for 10 years to help small business educate the public and improve education outcomes for Australians.
Yeah, and so do you think that's enough?
I don't think it's enough, and I think one of the key metrics that we can use to determine how successful this strategy is to look at a sustained drop in the number of people falling cyber victims to scams and cyber attacks. Currently at the moment, one in three Australians is a victim of cybercrime. That's roughly one person every 10 minutes. So if there was a sustained drop of that over the next 12 months, then we could say that the strategy has been successful. If we don't see a marked sustained drop, then we've got to question the direction of the strategy.
I mean, that is one of the most concerning things at the moment, isn't it? Is, you know, people losing hundreds of thousands of dollars to these attacks. So, I mean, you would hope that this funding does go toward that. But yeah, as you mentioned before, a lot of people are kind of concerned about how it's going to affect us. I mean, how do you think it's going to affect our digital identities on government systems like MyGov, for example?
That's a really interesting point, actually. So in the strategy, it does call out using MyGov, not just with the government, but also with other commercial entities. So in effect, it's almost like a digital version of what the Hawke government was trying to introduce with the Australia card. Now, that would be great in some instances because it means that using that service is going to secure your identity and make it very convenient for you to do transactions. But then some people worry about it from a perspective in terms of civil liberties.
Yeah, exactly right. And so, looking at a bit of a different angle there as well. I mean, how effective do you think the scheme will be in protecting the customers of large companies as well?
So I think one of the challenges that we're probably going to see is we can expect that the government's going to release a whole range of new bills and legislation probably around about December this year. Now, we don't have an insight yet into the content of those bills, but we can assume that those bills are going to impact consumers as well as critical infrastructure providers and large organisations. These bills are probably going to be designed to give the Australian Federal Police, ASIO and other sort of government agencies more powers to tackle cybercrime. And then the concern could be that those powers could be used against Australians sort of internally as well.
It will be interesting to see how our digital experience will be changed in the next 10 years. Damien, thank you very much for taking the time to talk with me on the show this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you, Alex.